Helps keep the price down. $10 a day. How long would you be staying with us? 3 or 4 days. All summer, you mean? Brent stared. The man gave no sign of jesting. No, just a couple of days. In Maine, lad, a couple of days in July is summer, beginning to end. Brent ambled back to his camp, noticed the table's fresh coat of red paint, and vowed to be careful with his drill and saw. He felt anxious to start. He made a sandwich, decided to pick his next project while he ate, then couldn't find the Whirligig book. 3 times he checked all his pack's compartments. He'd been reading it coming into Portland. He realized he must have left it on the bus. He pictured it traveling on without him, crossing into Canada, perhaps, inspiring someone to build a string of Whirligigs that Brent would never know of. He ate. Without the book, he felt abandoned. Searching for it, he'd found he was very low on hardware as well as wood. A blue jay perched nearby, raucously panhandling him. He threw it some bread, thinking of fairy tales in which generous deeds are rewarded tenfold. No mountain of building supplies appeared. But in his mind there materialized the notion of a Whirligig all his own, its plan found in no book in the world, its ingredients his remaining scraps and whatever he could scavenge, as the campground owner had. Surely there would be wood on